Got a treat for you today. LaShawna Peppers is going to come and minister to us this morning. Amen. So give her a good hand clap as she comes.
God bless you this morning. I'm going to come in my own way. So y'all know I'm a little bit extravagant, just a little bit. But God is good this morning, and I thank God for what has already took place in the service. We know that his presence is here. So anything that you need today, he is here. So I just tell you today to take advantage of drinking from the well this morning, because he is truly here. This morning I want to talk to you coming out of Matthew chapter 5, starting at verse 24. You can put that on me. Scott touched a little bit on it this morning when he was talking. I knew that he was definitely in the right vein this morning. And I want to talk about distractions, but I want to talk about the noise. Because there are all different types of sound that goes out into the atmosphere. But it's the noise that causes the distraction. And if you look on TV, you hear noise. If you're in your house, you hear noise. If you're on your job, you hear noise. And the one thing about noise is that it can be loud. It can be unpleasant, uncomfortable, and not agreeable. But today, God's people, we don't entertain noise, but we entertain a sound. And there is only one distinct sound that God likes to hear that moves God, and that's the sound of faith. As we look in the scripture today, and Jesus encounters a woman that had all these issues. All these issues. And the issues that she had plagued her for 12 long years. Now you have to understand in this text that not only did he encounter this woman, it wasn't just an encounter, but there was a crowd also that followed him, that sort of pressed against him even before he encountered this woman. And today I want to make a distinction between followers and believers. Because Jesus had a crowd that followed him, but it was only the believer that got the touch. He had a crowd of people that pressed against him, that was thronging him and pushing him backwards and forwards. But there was only one touch that he recognized. And that was one that had the faith to believe that he was who he said he was. Now, the thing that got me about this text was that in 27, she said, when she had heard, that lets me know that before the healing, there preceded a sound. And it wasn't just any kind of sound. The scripture said she heard. And the scripture tells me that faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So I know that in order for me to receive faith, that it makes a sound. And everybody doesn't get the sound. Everybody don't recognize the sound, because with the sound comes an understanding. And this woman had an understanding of who Jesus was. But not only did she receive, and not only did she hear, but then she put into application what she had heard. She just didn't remain stagnant and just heard the voice of faith calling out to her. She decided that I'm going to apply what I just heard. And she said, you know, somebody said, oh, people were saying, oh, he's here. Jesus is here. This healer is here. His voice was ringing throughout the crowd. And even though the crowd had been walking with Jesus, they didn't recognize what was going out in the airway. They didn't get it. Now, of course, you had all different types of people that was probably there. You probably had spectators and all kinds of things. Well, because his fame had went throughout, so I'm sure they wanted to see if this man, who this man really was. But there's a difference in a follower and a believer. The scripture tells us that those that believe, the signs follow them. They don't chase the signs. The signs follow them. So as they walk, they've been followed by some signs. So here this woman is, and I can just imagine in her head, probably contemplating to even make this bold move, this bold move that she's about to make. I can imagine in her head the thoughts that were going through her head as she was wondering in herself and pondering to herself, you know what, should I do this? Because in that society, if you had any type of issues, any type of discharge, you were claimed to be unclean. You had no business. No business around any people at all. Because why? You was contagious. Now here this woman is 12 long years dealing with the same issue over and over and over again. So I can imagine that it was messing with her psyche a little bit. I can imagine that she probably start taking on not just physically but mentally the issue that had her. But oh baby, our Savior came on the scene. And when he came on the scene, she made it her business to seize the opportunity to get in a position and in a place where she could be touched and be healed. And many a times that in order for us to get a touch or heal, it would take you out of your comfort zone. And I imagine that she probably had got comfortable where she was. Because what, 12 long years, it don't seem like nothing's going to change, nothing's going to happen. I done been here, and I done been there, I done been to friends, I done been doctors, I done spent all I had, and you know what, this is just my fate. I can imagine in her mindset that there was probably something in her that said, this is going to be my results, this is my ending, this is my fate. But the scripture says she heard something. She heard something. Something called out to her. Something said, and then she started to think, if I could just touch, if I can just get in his midst, if I can just get in his presence, if I can just get at his feet. She could have let those things become barriers in her life. She could have let the fact that she was broke and didn't have any money become a barrier between her and her healing. She could have let the fact that I'm sick become a barrier between her and her Savior and her deliverer. She could have allowed that to be the one thing that kept her from receiving that healing. It's easy to settle. It's easy to say, you know what, this is just it. I'm not doing anymore. I'm not going any further. It's easy to justify it and say, you know what, she had every reason not to touch him if she didn't. I understand. But God is calling even us to a higher standard than just complacency. Because you have to get outside of yourself in order to touch the realms of faith, to believe. It takes us stepping outside of what somebody may say or even what somebody may think to tap in. But also it takes a hunger and a thirst to want it. And this woman had a hunger and a thirst because she went against the odds. She went against the odds of what people said. She went against the odds of what she was dealing with. She went against the odds of her flesh and her mentality. And she went against the odds just to tap in and get a release that only Jesus could give. And the scriptures talks about how she went to all these places and she got worse. Sometimes that's the most challenging thing, is to believe when things are not looking better, but looks worse. When everything that's coming against you says your faith ain't working. You still sick. You still paying these doctor's bills. You still this and you still that. And that it challenges your belief. And that's the whole point of it. It's to challenge your belief system. Where is your God now? Where is he at now? Because you're just getting worse. Ain't nothing getting better for you. You're just getting worse. Your children, your marriage is getting worse. Where's your God now? It will challenge you. But then, just like this woman who said, you know what, I'm not going to hear the noise. I'm not going to give in to that noise because I don't recognize that. I'm not going to get into the confusion. I'm not going to give in to the doubt. I'm not going to give in to the fear. I'm not going to give in to the distractions. I'm not going to give in to those things. But I'm going to make my way and do all that I have to do just to touch the very hem of his garment. Just to tap into the very presence of God. Because I have an assurance. I have a knowing that if I just get at his feet, all is well. I have an assurance to know that if I just drink from the cup, that I'll never thirst anymore. I have an assurance to know that he is God and God alone. The scripture says this. When this woman reached out and she touched, her issue was no more. But not only did that happen, but then she touched him to the point, just the hem, that Jesus looked around and was like, what? I feel something release my body. I feel something just leave out of me. There's some virtue that just left my body. And the disciple was looking like, how you gonna say, when you got all these people around you pushing you, but you distinguished this one touch? You called out this one touch. When you got all these people around you that's touching you, but you can call out this one particular touch. What made that touch so different than everybody else? Because faith. Faith produces manifestation. And the woman was so fearful because she knew she was in a place she didn't have no business being in. But Jesus commended her. He commended her for her faith. He commended her. It didn't matter what she had on. It didn't matter how she looked. It didn't matter what she was going through or dealing with. It didn't matter. He was impressed by her faith. He's not impressed about how well she may sing or how well she may do this or do that. He's impressed by faith because faith is what moves God. Faith is what moves God. It's when we can believe when the situation around us tells us not to. When you can believe in spite of how you feel and what you think and what you're going through, when you can believe, those are the ones that get the bread. When you can believe. And she did that. She believed. And I know all of us are dealing with various situations and going through different things. But the one thing about faith, it doesn't matter. It's universal. It works. It's no respecter of person. It works. So, here it is. This woman dealing with all of this that she's dealt with. Going through all that she's going through, being alone, probably having nobody to talk to, nobody to understand what she's dealing with, what she's facing, what she's been through. But she had enough faith to hear the word of God and grab hold of it. She heard the word. She heard the word. She heard the word. We can count situations out and we can count people out, but you never know the day that they're going to hear the word. You never know the day that they're going to hear the word. This woman dealt with it 12 long years. Somebody else may be dealing with an issue longer than that. You may have children that are out there. You may have a spouse that's out there, but you never know the day that they're going to hear the word and grab a hold to it. And grab a hold to it and not let go. It's easy to judge and criticize somebody. We can look around in the world. You can turn on the TV and you see all of that. But there's those that said, I'm going to believe in spite of. It's those that's going to say, you know what? I know what's going on in the economy. I know what's going on in the world. But you know what? I'm still going to believe. I know my marriage ain't perfect, but guess what? I'm still going to believe. I know what the doctor said, but guess what? I'm still going to believe. I'm still going to believe. I'm still going to believe. Because belief brings forth an expectation. When I believe in God for something, that means I'm expecting him to do it. It bursts an expectation. When I wake up in the morning, God, I'm expecting you to move today. I'm expecting you to do something. You know why? Because you're God and you won't go against yourself. I stand on your promises. I stand on your word. And you're not going to go against your word. So I'm expecting God you to. There ought to be an expectation that rises up in us. We don't have to wait till we get here to expect. You expect when you wake up in the morning and you bring it with you. Because when you bring it with you, and we're all on one accord, like the disciples was on Acts, and you're all on one accord, waiting. They was waiting. Jesus told us to go over here and wait, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to wait. But while we're waiting, we're going to praise, and we're going to sing, and we're going to pray, and we're going to pray, rejoice. We're going to, while we're waiting, because I'm expecting God to show up. I'm expecting God to show up. I'm expecting God to be a man of his word. He said the comforter is coming, so I'm going to sit here and wait on it. He said said my peace is coming, so I'm going to sit here and wait on it. He said my joy is coming, so I'm going to sit here and wait on it. He said my healing is coming, so I'm going to sit here and wait on it. But while I'm waiting, I'm going to do like David said. I'm going to bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. You praise because of the outcome. You worship because of the relationship. You praise for the outcome, but you worship because of the relationship. My praise is not predicated on nobody else. It's predicated on him. You know why? Because he's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I'm justified by faith. That's what I'm justified by faith. I was just so thinking about all the things that we see, and everybody, you know, well, the believers, the church ain't doing what it's supposed to do. Church this, that, church that. Then God was like, you know what are you doing? I was like, oh, goodness, God. You get so upset with the church and you forget you are the church. And then God reminds you, what are you doing? So, okay, God. What part are you playing? Are you doing what I told you to do? You let the wheat and tares grow together, and I do the separating. You keep your mind focused. He said, because when you focus on me, I keep you in perfect peace. You don't have to worry about what's going on around you. You keep your mind sound. You keep looking to the hills for which cometh your help. Faith is contagious. It's contagious. It is contagious. We read all through the scriptures and we see faith applied. And we see how God works in what looks like impossible situations. But because they had the mindset and they had the belief, you can't step on something you don't believe in. You cannot step out on something you don't believe in. Because if you don't believe in the healing, if you don't believe in the deliverance, I believe. But I don't want to be a follower. I don't want to just go with the crowd. I want to be the one to get the touch. I want to be the one that makes the difference. I want to be the one that he set apart. He sanctified, justified, qualified. That's me. That's you. That's what we all are. Set apart for his glory. So, am I wrapping it up, Pastor? I believe in quitting when the Holy Spirit tells me to. I just thank God that we're amongst believers. But what I do want to say is that bring the expectation with you. A lot of people say, well, the signs are not in the church anymore. Oh, yeah, it is. It's still here because it's in you. It's in us. It follows us. We ain't running around looking for signs. The signs follows us. So when we get here and we all on one accord, there's manifestation take place. Healings take place. Deliverance. I believe that happened this morning. I believe that happened this morning. But it's up to you to take the word and run with it. Hold on to it. Don't let the devourer come and steal the seed. Or let the thorns of life choke it out. It's up to us to till it, keep it nurtured, that when it grows, that fruit will remain and other people can pick off our tree. So, Father God, I just thank you for your word, Lord. I thank you, God, that your word did not return, will not return unto you void, God, but it would accomplish what you have sent it to do, Father. I thank you, God, for this body of believers, Father God. I thank you, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for your presence that was made known in this place today, God. We thank you, God, for the manifestations of faith in the name of Jesus today, Father God. God, we just thank you, Father God, for all that you've done and all that you're yet to do, Father God. We thank you, God, for even the testimonies that's going to come forth even out of this service, God. We thank you right now, Father. We praise you and we bless you, God. And one thing that I want to say, it's not too late. If you didn't come up here when Scott opened the doors, it's not too late. You have people that will be in agreement with their healing, an agreement with their deliverance. One can chase 1,000, two can chase 10,000. You have a whole body of believers that's in agreement with the word of God concerning you.
Amen. Hallelujah.